Jesse, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am also good.
That is good.
Good. Well, that was a good introduction.
We've established that we're both good.
And what did we watch this week, Jesse?
This week we watched Half Moon Street and Lurker. Probably the two greatest movies ever made.
I kind of enjoyed Lurker. You didn't like it?
No, I enjoyed it. It was fine. It was about exactly what I thought it was going to be.
A lurker.
About a lurker. I mean, it was a movie. I think we would have probably heard about this before if it was one of the great movies of last year. But it was serviceable. It was a nice little movie that they seem to have made on a small budget with some up-and-coming actors, and it didn't have a terrible plot. It's stuff we'd seen before and all that, but I kind of liked the main character guy. He was a good sort of creep, opportunistic type guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Had you heard of this before?
I think maybe I'd seen a trailer, but that's it.
Okay.
The other one, though, the other movie we watched, End of the Blue Street.
Half Moon Street.
Half Moon Street, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was absolutely awful. Just a fucking terrible experience. Now, when you say two of the greatest movies ever, I don't know if you're being sarcastic to both movies or if you genuinely like both movies. I don't know what that means.
I'm saying something that nobody would ever say about these movies. No. Not that I thought either of them were bad. I kind of liked Half Moon Street. I mean, it has some things that pique your interest, and it has a kind of an interesting. I guess there was some interesting characters, and I sort of liked Sigourney Weaver's journey and how they. I kind of like how they didn't give away what was going on until the very end. Like there was, like, you knew she was under surveillance. Mm-hmm. You didn't know by who. You didn't know of any of these plots. You knew something must be going on with Michael Caine's character, because he's this important guy and he's trying to bring peace to the Middle East. And that's always contentious. But I don't think in any way for me, and I wasn't thinking that she was involved in this. I thought maybe at the end she would kind of get caught up in it, but I didn't think she was being manipulated by all these different forces.
Okay.
Did you think that?
I didn't think anything. My brain didn't do anything while watching this movie. Some stuff happened, and then at the end something happened, and I don't really care about any of it. It was terrible movie. Awful. I don't know why you picked that movie and then called it the best movie ever.
No, I was being silly when I called it the best movie ever, because I don't think anyone has ever said anything about this movie that I've
no,
heard.
But you can't even compare the two. Like, I liked Lurker. It was a fun movie to watch. I thought mm-hmm. there were some different things in there that they did. So
what kind of different things?
Well, some of the stuff, like that he gets his revenge after he's been excluded from the group. They've mm-hmm. cut him loose.
Yep.
You just gotta bounce, buddy.
Yep.
And then he kind of starts to think, what can I do? And these two girls show up at his shop, and they don't even show them in frame. Like, they don't really even give you a clear picture of who these two girls are. They only stay focused on the lurker's face mm-hmm. the whole time. And you kind of see the girl out of the corner of the shot. And they mention something like, well, we're going to we can't get in because we're not 18. They say something like that.
Yeah.
And then later, a little bit later, they show him scraping, getting backstage passes for these two girls, mm-hmm. convincing the girls to get into the to the show, and then he's putting powder into their drinks, some sort of a drug, you think, and he's doing something and he's plotting all this stuff, but they don't really show you exactly what happens. You just have to figure out, okay, I get what he did. He got these girls in, gave them access. I'm assuming the pop star had sex with both of them or whatever, and then he captured it on one of his video cameras that he put in secret in their house, right? And so you just kind of have to put all that together. They don't explicitly show you exactly what happened, but it's pretty obvious afterwards. He's just looking at a video or something that's been sent to him, and then the girl, the assistant, just says they were 16 or something, and he's like, it's not that bad, is it? And she's like, it's pretty bad. And then he's like, yeah, it is, it's pretty bad, you're
And
right.
she wisely, n you never see her again with him. She
Oh, really?
wisely dips out of his life.
Okay.
Well, that's what I got from it, because she's never on screen again. So I was like, oh, she quit. That was probably a good idea. She
Yeah,
didn't
you're
have to
right.
defend him having sex with the minors.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that she disappears. And see, that's another thing that's just subtly done, that they don't overexplain it. They don't show her handing in her resume. You just have to think about it. So it actually made my brain have to work a little bit, compared to Blue Street, Moon, whatever it was.
Blue Moon Street,
Blue
Half Moon
Moon Street,
Street,
Half Moon Street.
Half Moon Street.
That movie, I was like, I don't care. Sigourney Weaver is a prostitute. She's a doctor prostitute, and
Oh, she has her doctorate in prostitution.
she has a doctorate in prostitution, and she's having sex with a bunch of guys, and
But
she's but
sometimes,
she's still in power, man. She's still a
yeah,
powerful
she can
female.
say no.
She can,
She
it's on her
chooses.
terms. Yeah,
It's on
sure.
her terms.
Yeah.
I so that's a little bit, yeah, I mean that's a little bit sort of strange, that part is that she's a prostitute, but she has to pick. But I thought it was interesting in that she wasn't, like, at no point was there ever really like pimps or anything like that. Like, she was at no point really being forced to do this. And she was very clear, like, I just need the money. And she would just tell people, like, yeah, I'm a hooker and a doctor at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, there was no shame about it, which I kind of enjoyed that about the movie, is that it was very matter of fact that, like, all these guys were like, Michael Caine's trying to hide the fact that he's going out with her, but she's just like, yeah, sometimes I'm here as a doctor at a party, and sometimes I'm at a party as a hooker,
Yeah.
and sometimes I'm both.
Yeah.
I found it interesting.
Yeah.
I found it interesting. I didn't, the ending was a little bit tacked on, but it had to resolve in some way, because they were building up to Michael Caine solving the world's problems, and maybe he, I guess, did in that reality. I don't know.
Okay.
Because, I'd like to say a few more things about Lurker. I really enjoyed that they showed that everyone was kind of using everybody. Like, the pop star guy would just kind of, like, in that photo shoot, he would just, like, kick everybody out when he didn't like their idea. And then the next guy would come up with an idea and he'd be like, I don't like your idea. And then kind of kick him out. And he had that guy that made the sweaters. And then you realize he's back at the store because they've, like, got rid of him too. And then at the very end, I thought it was really cool that he looked at the music video that the guy made,
Yeah.
and he was like, I'm keeping this guy. I don't care
Yeah.
that he's blackmailing me. I
Right.
don't care that he's. And then maybe the final scene when they've made the documentary, it's possible that that could be like a dream sequence that the main character is having, that it didn't really happen. And it could be that everything kind of ended at the beating out on the bus. It could have been like that, but you really have to think, like, wow, this celebrities. All they care about is who's got the best idea to help their career, and they just they assume that they're going to be having to work with these awful people to get to the top.
Yeah, there's a lot of themes going on. That's what I liked about it, is that there's a lot of stuff happening. And yeah, throughout the whole movie, I felt like he was just terrible. He had no talent. The Lurker had no talent. When he was handed, when he used his camcorder, he would zoom in on people's eyes and it would just be shaky and terrible. And it was basically unusable footage. So the whole way through the movie, you're just like, this guy has no talent. He has no vision. He's only when he jumps in and he says like, well, let's do this. Let's have a water gun fight. Well, that wasn't his idea, but just coming up with stupid ideas. And you're like, anybody could do this. Anybody could do this that doesn't have any real talent. But then by the end, yeah, they show that he's made this amazing documentary because they show some of the footage they haven't shown you up until that point, where the guy says something really poignant. Right at the end of the film, that was captured not shaky on his eyes. It was actually zoomed out enough that you could hear what he was saying. And then the documentary ends, and they're just like, people are like, I want to be like you, this documentary filmmaker, and I look up to you. And how'd you get there? And then it's a pretty funny ending that he looks around to all the people that he will have to say, well, you fuck over this guy, you fuck over that guy, you blackmail some people, you put some drugs in some girls' drinks, and then he just goes, well, let me tell you, boom, the end. I liked it. I liked the ending. Thought it was clever.
The one thing that did bother me, though, like you said, was the fucking video camera. Nobody would use that video camera to make a documentary. Like, you might use it to fuck around or something, but if you're going, and this is 2025, like, you're not getting a video camera from 1998 to make a documentary for 2025.
No, I don't think. Yeah, and I think that's the point of it, is that the whole way through the movie, you're like, well, he's using a terrible camera. He's got no talent. Obviously the pop star is just keeping him around for a laugh. Or maybe the pop star really doesn't have any actual talent either, or any real vision. So when he sees the guy using his camcorder to capture them, like, what do they knock over? Trash cans or something on a skateboard, just doing like Justin Bieber pranks. And they were like, this is awesome. This is the greatest film we've ever caught. We'll put that in the documentary. And then they cut over to the actual filmmaker, the actual guy. And he's like, he's going to forget about this in 2 seconds. He'll forget that he even recorded it. Give me the footage and I'll do something with it. Maybe.
But you don't, okay, so I interpreted that as he was trying to take it for himself.
Well, that's the way that the Lurker feels. He feels that guy's trying to steal his footage and take it for himself. That's how he feels. But I think as the audience, you're supposed to be like, it's unusable anyways. Like
That's
the
interesting.
documentary guy's like, give it to me if you want. I don't care. Like, it's useless. But if what's his face said he wants it in here, like, put it on a flash drive and I'll take it. But he really didn't care about it because he's like, this is shit
That's
quality.
interesting because I saw it as completely different. I saw it as everybody thought like the documentary stuff that he was shooting was good all the time, and that the video guy was trying to steal it. And that everyone was sort of jealous that he'd come in and kind of done this cool thing. And I thought they were positioning the video camera and the shooting to be like this sort of retro cool thing. Like, oh, you shot it on this ancient piece of technology from the 1990s, and it looks so cool because it's raw. And then and they thought he magically either fluked into coming up with this or he was a genius, and then the video guy was trying to take it for himself. I like your interpretation of it, was that it was just all stupid. And yeah, which is better, because I was so distracted by this fucking camera and this footage. I was like, you could just buy a fucking, or use your phone. You could just use your phone.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I never for a second thought that, even if some of the people did think it was cool, that they just are immature idiots anyways. So they might think it's cool, and then, but for the audience watching would be like, this is garbage. And that's, I think that's why they, everything that he was filming was terrible. Not only was it terrible raw footage, it was also that he would just, it was so shaky and way too zoomed in on people's faces. So you couldn't figure out what was going on. So I thought the whole way through, it's like everything he's doing is just a joke and
But
it's
I
never
thought they
gonna,
loved that.
they might have loved it, but they might be idiots too.
That was my interpretation, was that everyone loved this because it was like back in these like Spike Jones skateboard videos or something like that.
Yeah, they as the characters might have liked it, but as the audience, I think we're
Okay.
supposed to go, it's unusable. It's
Oh,
garbage.
good. Okay. All right.
No, they might have liked it. And like when he comes up with an idea, why don't we strap it to the sheep and have it from the sheep's point of view? And they're just like, that could work, man. You're a fucking genius. And we're like, this still looks dumb.
And
It's
there's two
unusable.
different, like, there's like the professional video, and then there's like the fucking 1998 DV
Well,
cam.
that's when the guy busted out my favorite line, which revealed everything to me. He was just like, well, the juxtaposition between the two footages is going to be great. And I'm like, okay,
That?
he definitely said it.
I missed that. Oh,
He
fuck.
said the juxtaposition between the two different styles of footage could be really transcendic, and it'll be like I'm the second coming of Jesus. And he just starts, it's all,
So
it's what kids do with the with trying to be look smart.
I was right. This is the greatest movie ever made.
I it's up there. It's great.
It's pretty high up.
I liked it. I really enjoyed
No,
it.
I enjoyed it too. I enjoyed it too.
But yeah, the other one, just waste of time. Just wasted my time.
I didn't feel that. I enjoyed a movie with a different character. A character who really, like, I guess, structures the movie around themselves. I like that she was in sort of complete control the whole time, and she wouldn't let anyone talk down to her, and she owned all of her choices. And then at the end, you find out she was being manipulated the whole time. So she was really a pawn in these people's game, even though she thought that she had everything under control, and she should have known when a guy gave her an awesome apartment and all that. But she thought, this is what I get for being an upstanding person and owning my choices and being a modern woman.
Right, a modern
And
woman.
they showed that a modern woman can also get taken advantage of like a non-modern woman. I
Okay.
guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I thought it was enjoyable. I like Michael Caine and I like Sigourney Weaver, and Sigourney Weaver was great.
Well, they were there. That's true. Those two people were in the movie.
You
I
don't
agree
think
with
their
that part.
performances were really good? You didn't
No.
enjoy them?
Not at all. Didn't
Okay.
not, and well, I happened to see The Odyssey this week,
Okay, very good.
and I was watching this movie and thinking, what would Nolan have done differently? And I was like, there's no music in any of these scenes. All these scenes are just silent. There's just they walk into an apartment, and then they just walk around the apartment looking at stuff, and you're just like, this is boring and it's not visually interesting, and there's no interesting sounds. And Christopher Nolan would have had music going, like he would have had a, just crazy scores going when he's walking around the apartment. And then he would have cut to, oh well, what, 20 years ago, here's something that happened. Remember this line? Remember
Would have played out
that
backwards.
line? And I'm thinking, yeah, like there's so much, you can't just go, you're trapped in the theater, you're gonna watch this fucking movie and you're gonna like it. You can't do that. You got to give people a reason to actually stay interested in your movie. And but yeah, we can talk. I want to talk about The Odyssey a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about the Odyssey.
Yeah, now I'm ge guessing that you loved it.
I thought it was, I didn't love it as much as the people are saying that they loved it.
The reason I
I
thought
thought,
that is because you were like, you got to see it in the theater.
You do have to see it in the theater. Like I fully stand by that. I think to get, I think if I saw this movie on a TV, it would be much less enjoyable
Okay.
than if you see it's a movie that's made for the theater. But go ahead, give me your perspective on it.
No, I want to hear more from you first. So you liked it, but you didn't like it as much as people are liking it.
I don't think it's the best movie of the year. I think it's a good movie. I didn't find it too long. I didn't find it boring. But there was just it just didn't it could have been a little bit shorter, and it just it wasn't as compelling as people had made it out to be. But I liked it. It was good. But I wasn't blown away by it.
Okay.
The only thing I guess I was blown away by was the scope of it, I suppose. But
Okay.
you go ahead. What did you think?
Why do you keep you jumping to you? Why I you you're allowed to have opinions. It's
I just
okay.
gave it to you. I just gave you my opinion.
Yeah, you said it wasn't the best, it wasn't the worst. It was good, it was not good, it was great, but not great. Like you just right in the middle until I say my opinion and then you'll say. What if I came in and said it was the fucking Jesse, you don't get it. This is the best movie ever
I'd like you to
made.
tell me why it was the best movie ever made. That'd be
All right,
great.
fair enough. I don't think it was the best movie ever made. To be honest, I didn't actually. It was just okay. And I almost exactly the same sitting on the fence opinion just like you had where you're like, yeah, it was fine. But I it was yeah I have a problem with they're all just wearing like tattered clothes so I don't know I kind of immediately am not interested when they're just all wearing like scraps
Yeah, Matt
and
Damon wore a lot of scraps.
a lot of scraps and the story I kind of had knew a little bit of the story that I knew there was a Cyclops giant on one place, but I wasn't that blown away with the Cyclops.
I didn't think the Cyclops was fully finished in CGI.
What?
The Cyclops seemed to be half finished in CGI without enough detail.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, I just when I look at the when I looked at the Cyclops on screen, I was like, I don't think they this doesn't seem fully finished.
Okay.
And maybe that's what it's supposed to be because it's kind of a different being. It's not really a human or anything.
Okay.
But I don't know. What did you think of the Cyclops?
I thought that it was underwhelming. That's all. I guess just the way that whole sequence played out, where they were on a place and they got trapped in the cave with this big monster, and then. They stab him in the eye and then they try to run away and I guess he turns around and shoots an arrow after him and anyway I wasn't that impressed with any of that and I thought you should have impressed me more with a giant monster like that I should have really I don't know I should have felt something more like wow that was very impressive the way they did that and I didn't I
Yeah.
felt underwhelmed by it.
I feel like that happened a lot in the movie is that they went to a place, there were big things that chased them, and they ran away.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And that is the Odyssey, I think. That is what the story is. They go to a bunch of different crazy things and sure that story is exciting. 100 years ago or 500 years
Thousand
ago
years ago, yeah.
or when was it? I have no idea when that was written.
I think it's like 3,000 years.
3,000 years ago, you think they wrote that?
I think something like that.
Okay, it could be. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. But yeah, I think he bit off more than he could chew by trying to make this as exciting as he wanted it to be today. When you're taking something apparently that was written 3,000 years ago, you're like, maybe it doesn't have the best storytelling things in there. Maybe it isn't the most interesting story ever made.
It seems like it's something that you. It seems like he didn't want to embellish on it. That, like, they had those giant knights, and they were kind of big. They were like, I don't know, 8 feet tall or 9 feet tall.
Right.
And I was like, well, that seems like something you could have really embellished on. Rather than, it seems like he really tried to get everything exactly the same as the text. He was like, the Cyclops is exactly 14 and a half feet tall. And he could have made him 30 feet tall, whatever it was. I just found like he was really trying maybe too hard to make it accurate, I guess. And that there could have been like you would have seen a movie in the 90s where they wouldn't have done that. And I feel like maybe it needed a little bit more of that spirit. Maybe a little bit more like Gladiator, where it's just you take there was a king, and there was gladiators, and then you just make up other stuff, and you're like, yeah, they got rhinos and shit too. There you go.
Yeah, or don't
Fill
make
it
it.
the Colosseum with sharks.
Sure.
Whatever. That's fun. We'll do that. Like you don't have to be like go through every page and be like, and then they ran away from this, and then they went over here and ran away from that. It's like maybe they don't run away.
Yeah.
Or maybe you give them something else. Maybe there's robots.
Or maybe just don't make it. I think that was the whole mistake from the beginning, is that he was like, I'm gonna make the Odyssey and I'm gonna make people fucking love it. And it's like maybe people won't like it no matter what you do, because it's not that interesting. I mean, it is
But
cool.
people
It's
loved it.
yeah, did they?
Made $1.5 billion, I believe now.
Yeah.
It's people have seen it more than once, a lot of people, I believe.
Nah, well, people
It's
can be wrong.
I think it's the second highest grossing movie of the year
Yeah,
and one
and
of the top 10 grossing movies ever.
all right, that's fine. You keep throwing out numbers,
I'm
but
just this is I'm the numbers. I'm just saying that people obviously like it.
yeah, but people can be dumb too.
Okay, so you didn't like it? Like, I liked it.
I don't even know if I liked it anymore now that we're
Okay.
talking about it. I'm talking myself into disliking it. I really don't have that strong of an opinion of it. It was just kind
Right.
of a movie that I watched, and then my ultimate question is, will I watch it again? And I'm like, not for a long time. I'll watch it again eventually, but I have no desire to see it again anytime soon.
Right.
Yeah, the whole thing with him coming back, I just felt like that dragged on too long. Him coming back and plotting
Yeah.
his revenge. And his revenge is just, I'm gonna go into a room and kill everybody.
Yeah, that
Oh,
was
okay, that's
crazy.
a great plan. Yeah, and I wasn't, it didn't feel like that big of a climax to me to have him doing that stuff at the end, and I felt underwhelmed. And then yeah, the baby soldier that was big on the you know, with those 8 foot people, and then they just start killing everybody, and you're like, okay, all right, well, not, we're moving on from there, I guess. And he's on an island or something with Charlize Theron, and I thought she was one of the mermaids or something, but apparently she wasn't. I don't even know what she was. Again, I don't really care.
She was like not exactly a god. She was more like a she was some kind of a extra or I don't know. Some kind of a not a not a human exactly.
Great. Thank you for that.
She was like a, I don't know, like a witch, I guess you would say. Let's call it a like a witch.
Like a witch. Okay. Well, I still don't. I don't care. So
Yeah, and
yeah, I
she
don't
fucked
know.
him there.
It was fine, but I would say make something original. Make another Tenet. Make Tenet 2. That was fucking original, and probably people didn't like that. That probably didn't make $1.5 billion.
Not a billion and a half, no.
But it was better.
Yeah, we need to watch it, I think, because I'm overwhelmed by it.
You're overwhelmed. That's better than
I'm
being underwhelmed.
overwhelmed, but yeah, for sure. It there's a lot to think about with Tenet.
And I also saw Spider-Man in the theater.
Oh, very good. Look at you had a big week.
Did you see that yet?
Yes, I saw it in the theater
Now, what
with
did
my
you think of
children.
that?
I thought it was very good. I liked it. I liked that he had to sort of reckon with the fact that nobody knows who he is anymore. His friends, I guess, don't know who he is anymore. And they've kind of moved on, and he thinks he's maybe a loner now. And then he learns that maybe he does need his friends, and maybe his friends need him.
Good.
But yeah, I thought it was good. I liked the villain. I liked the okay, so the one thing I didn't like was the Punisher. Because they had to make the Punisher like PG-13 and his friend, and it was just it seemed like they were really just trying to water down a character that should be a lot more hardcore.
Yeah, you've never liked the Punisher, no matter what. For
I've
some
never.
reason, you're very passionate about this Punisher guy. Did you like Dolph Lundgren as the Punisher, maybe?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Didn't
It's
like
just not a
him.
very good movie. Like Dolph Lundgren was okay, but and I thought also the other guy who played the Punisher was good. I thought everyone who's played the Punisher was good at playing the Punisher. But they didn't make a Punisher who just kills people. They made a Punisher who tricks people with fucking like parking tickets and shit. And like and tortures people with popsicles. It's like, okay, come on. Like, and then the other Punisher was like just like a dumb movie that with Dominic Weist is the bad guy. It just wasn't very good. And then John Bernthal's good as the Punisher, and the show was pretty good. I haven't seen the little movie thing that they made that was apparently pretty awesome. But in Spider-Man, he's like he never really does anything. He shoots people that you know are not going to actually get hurt, and then the only person he shoots who gets hurt is Spider-Man. Spoiler alert. And you're like that's all the Punisher's supposed to do is just kill people.
Well, all right. They made a movie like that, and you still didn't like it, so I don't
Which
know.
movie was that?
The one with Dominic, whatever. I
Yeah,
think it's
the Punisher War.
Ray Winstone? Ray
No, I
Wise?
no, you're
Ray.
thinking of a different guy.
I'm not.
Ray Winstone is no, you have the wrong name. Ray Winstone's still alive. This guy died.
Yeah, this guy died. It's not Ray something?
It is Ray something, but it's not Winstone.
Ray Wise?
Let me see. Maybe.
But he was the Punisher, and that movie he
Yeah.
just ran around blowing people up, like just blowing their heads off. And then you were like, "Yeah, that was too much." And I'm like, "I don't know what you want. You
Ray
definitely
Stevenson.
Ray Stevenson." Okay, I was way off. Yeah, I thought
Maybe
he
I'm
was
gonna have to watch that movie again.
well, you didn't like it. They can't get the Punisher right for you. Anyway, so I didn't have a problem with the Punisher. I didn't have a problem with. I liked the movie. It was fine. It was fun.
Yeah.
I heard some comic book nerds really going off on a bunch of stuff, and
But what kind of stuff?
well, Jean Grey being like a monster, being totally evil, and you're like,
But she
why?
wasn't evil, though.
Well, that's what his point was. He's like, she's a monster. She's killing people, and then you're supposed to identify with her because she had a trauma in her past. Well, a lot of us have had trauma in our past, and we don't just go around killing people. And like he makes a good point, I think.
Yeah.
Because she is kind of like you definitely think there's a villain doing bad stuff, killing people, and then you find out that it's supposed to be one of the good guys, and now you're like, well, how are they going to redeem her? And the way they redeem her is being like, well, yeah, her sister had some problems or something. I don't know. And then you're like, okay. Do we forgive all the stuff? Like, didn't she just kill a bunch of people by driving a tank through a city? So I can see that point of view, but again, I didn't really care because I'm like, whatever, do whatever you want. I don't really care that much anymore about being faithful to anything. So whatever, tell me an interesting story. And the Punisher, again, I don't really have that much. I don't have any, I don't have any, I don't feel protective of my Punisher or whatever, like you. So
My
I didn't
beautiful
care.
Punisher.
He's fine, that guy playing him. I don't know. He didn't sh I don't think he shushed anybody, so I'm okay with his performance in this one. And the Hulk was fun, seeing him beat up some stuff. That was fine.
Like seeing the Hulk, yeah.
Yeah, he's fine. And the one guy said it was just boring. The last half hour was just boring, and I was like, I didn't feel that way. I thought it was fine.
No, I didn't find any of it boring.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good movie.
Yep. And again, it made a gajillion dollars, so I'm sure people are liking it too.
Yeah, it may end up as the top grossing movie of all time.
Of all time? Yeah. Wow.
It may
It's
beat The
nuts.
Force Awakens.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy shit.
Crazy shit.
So, speaking of Mark Ruffalo,
Let's talk on Mark Ruffalo.
I watched this mini series that he made called I Know This Much Is True from 2020.
Is that
Ever
the one
heard of
where he
it?
plays the two brothers?
Correct. He's twins.
I've seen it, yes.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's shocking. I didn't think in a million years. I'd never heard of it. But they mentioned it in passing on the Empire podcast, where they were joking around about some show they've been watching, not the Empire podcast, the Pilot TV podcast, where they were talking about some show that was really bleak that they were watching. And they're like, oh, it's so bleak. This thing is so depressing and bleak. It's not, that Mark Ruffalo one where he plays the twins. Like, nothing compares to that one for
No.
bleakness,
True.
but it's still pretty bleak.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I've never heard of this miniseries HBO show that Mark Ruffalo was a twin in. So I looked it up and watched it, and I was like, oh, now I get what they're talking about. It is fucking depressing, man.
Yeah, it's bleak.
It is bleak, to say the least. But yeah, so I watched it. You stuck through all six episodes, watched the whole thing?
It was only six episodes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much why I
Yeah.
finished it, because I'm like, I know they didn't make more of this, so I can get
No,
through.
no.
And there's a little bit of light at the end of that last episode, a little bit of unbleakness, but
I don't remember it, is there?
for 5 and a half, 5 and three-quarter episodes, it is just depressing as hell. And so now I just wanted to see what they're talking about, but I never even heard of it. Never even heard of it. I would have expected this to be the one he'd win awards for and stuff. This is the kind of thing that, like, it's a depressing as hell show, but everyone goes, look at the performance that he
Yeah,
put
he's
on.
playing two people. It's depressing. Yeah.
Yeah, and nobody did. So again, I'm like, I guess I don't know anything about acting. I guess I don't know anything, because
I
I
feel
would
like
have.
it was nominated for awards. I feel like.
You feel like that?
I
Okay.
feel like it.
You can do it.
Maybe it. I don't think it won much. I don't think it was a. It, but I'd heard of it for sure.
Yeah,
And
that's
that was how
surprising.
I watched it. But yeah. It was pretty fucking bleak. There's a lot of these TV shows that they put on for just a little bit, and they're really, really fucking depressing. And you watch them and you're like, wow, can't believe I watched that.
Do you have any other examples?
None that I can think of right away.
All
I
right.
know Oz is the most depressing show ever.
Yeah, it's
And
tough to get through.
that show was on for a while. And it's just people are bad, especially men, but also women, but mostly men.
No, the Frances McDormand one that I told you about not that long ago was pretty depressing, and yet I wanted to watch every episode. And I think it was only four episodes, but they give you no reason to want to come back for the next episode at the end. And that's why I was surprised that I'm like, why do I want to keep watching this show?
Yeah.
I've forgotten the name of it. What else, man? I started watching Primal again.
Okay. Again, for
Yeah.
the have you watched all three seasons?
I have watched all three seasons, and I'm gonna rewatch all three seasons
Nice.
because it's great. And I burned through like the first four episodes, and it's a show with no talking. There's no words in the first four episodes. There's no human words spoken, and I still love it. It's just him screaming, Spear, the character, and the dinosaur, and they just scream at each other every once in a while, and then other animals scream as well and roar, and then they just fight and
They
try to
fight.
survive. How many episodes have you seen?
The first season.
Oh, you saw the whole season? Oh, okay. I thought you told me once that you watched the first episode.
No, I got through the first season, yeah, for
It's
sure.
great. It's great. The second season takes on a completely different path, and then the third season is a completely, totally different path. So
Oh, okay.
you should stick with it. It's fun.
Yeah, I have the second season on Blu-ray. I haven't watched it yet. I'm gonna watch it.
You should. It's pretty fun. It's a great show. I'm just amazed that they can make a show where there's no talking, and I'm
Yeah.
interested. And it's a cartoon as well.
Are there any other shows that you started watching?
I've watched every week. I watched the new episodes of X-Men that came out.
Yeah, I was gonna mention that. Do you like it?
I like it, but it is actually too hard for me to follow as a 45-year adult. I can't follow this fucking 90s cartoon anymore. It's too hard. There's too much going on. But I still like it, but I'm like, I just honestly can't follow it.
I just started watching, I think it was the first season again the other day.
Oh, you've really? Wow, you're way on top of all this stuff. I didn't think you'd been watching any of it.
I think I watched a couple episodes a long time ago of the first season, and then just because they're gonna make the new X-Men movie, I was like, man, I should start watching the X-Men 97 again.
Well, you the cartoon that only came out like 2 years ago. Yeah. Which is supposed to be a continuation of the 90s cartoon.
The 90s X-Men, yeah.
Yeah. Are you having trouble following it or what?
I've only watched like tw like 10 minutes of the first episode
Okay.
again,
So
so
just a
I
second
can
ago, I
follow
thought you
that.
just told me that you watched the whole first season.
No, I
Am I
watched it a long
crazy?
time. No, I watched no, that was Primal.
Okay.
I watched the part of the first season like a long time ago.
Part
Like,
of one episode
no, part of like the first season, like 7 or 8 episodes probably.
of X-Men?
Yeah, when it first
Okay.
came out, yeah.
So you have seen more than 10 minutes of it.
Yes, but I don't remember anything other than the 10 minutes I watched the other day, and I probably don't even remember that.
Okay, I don't even know how to talk to you anymore. You watch seven episodes or something. You're saying, okay, all right,
It was
all
a
right.
long time ago. I don't remember.
Okay, well, all right.
All right. Have you watched Reacher lately?
Yeah, I'm watching every episode every week that comes out. Yeah.
Do you still like it?
I love it. Yeah, it's great. It's
I
fun.
like it too. It's the show that just keeps on it just keeps on being good.
Yeah.
Plus, a shout out, they used Fillmore's the strip club as the hotel, which I laughed every single time I saw it.
Okay.
It's his hotel because it's just an abandoned strip club.
Oh, okay. So it's all filmed in Toronto, you're saying.
I think most of it is not filmed in Toronto, actually. It's filmed near Toronto.
Is it supposed to be in Philadelphia and Baltimore, right?
It's supposed to be, yeah, like all the seasons are different cities, but it's always in like Pickering and Ajax and small towns around Toronto. And then they do like whenever they go to a big city, usually they're in Toronto.
Okay.
But whenever they're in the countryside or a little town, then they're in one of the small towns around there.
Right.
But
Cool.
I just thought it was funny that Fillmore's was in it.
Yeah. All right. I don't have much else to talk about. Any other
Me
shows you've
neither.
been watching? Probably you forgot them all, even though you watched 100 episodes of them.
I started watching this show because these guys on a podcast, it wasn't, they didn't even say anything. I read the intro to the podcast and it said something like, is Sterling Point the show of the summer?
Yeah.
And it was in the title of this week's episode of the podcast, so I thought I gotta have to watch this. It's the show of the summer. And then I watched like three episodes and I realized like this is a fucking like teen show. Like, why the fuck am I watching this? And then I started listening to the podcast and they're like, yeah, we didn't watch it. But the kids are watching it. We have no interest in it. And I was like, I just fucking watched like three episodes of that fucking thing.
Yeah, that's a Netflix show, right?
Netflix or Amazon? Netflix or Amazon? I think it's Amazon.
Okay, could be, yeah.
But yeah, it takes place in Ontario. I never knew the Muskokas were so nice. I'd heard about it, but they're nice.
Sure.
Funny that I had to watch an Amazon show to be like, wow, the Muskokas are nice.
Yeah, I saw it advertised, and I think I watched enough trailers or whatever to see and be like, well, this is a teen show. This isn't for me. So I never actually watched it.
Yeah, the first episode, I didn't get that exactly because they hadn't kind of set up the mystery. And then at the very end of the first episode, there's like a trailer for the whole season, which
I
is
don't like when
fucking
they do that.
garbage.
I don't like
It's
when they do that.
fucking garbage.
Well,
Never do it again.
oh, really?
It's.
You mean you don't like the concept of showing
I
the whole
hate the
season?
concept
Yeah, me too.
because it's like, wait a second, you're just ruining the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, now they're doing that where like they end the first episode. I've seen it a number of times where they're just
Yeah.
like, people aren't gonna come back unless we show them. Don't worry, it gets better. That's basically what they're saying. It's
I
gonna get
guess.
better.
But after that, I didn't need to see anything else. I still watched a little bit, but then I was like, man, I don't know what they're talking about. This is the show of the summer. And then I listened to the podcast and realized that's not what they were saying at all. They were like other people who are 18 years old like this show. We don't like it. We're grown men. And I was like, I guess I'm also a grown man.
There was another show that came out that it just shows a bunch of like hot teenagers in bathing suits, and I'm like, I think this is gonna be a young adult, a YA type of show too. I'm probably not gonna watch it. And it's what's his face? The guy that makes all the American Horror Stories.
Oh, Ryan Murphy.
Ryan Murphy, you nailed it. That guy was behind it, and he makes other horror type shit.
Yeah,
And
creepy stuff.
for whatever reason, I decided to give it a chance, and it's not really. I wouldn't call it a YA thing.
I think I know what you're talking about. It's called the slain
The
or the
Shards,
shards.
which
Yeah.
is such a terrible title for it, because it's like it just sounds like the shits, like doesn't
Yeah,
sound
the
good.
shards. Yeah.
But I watched it, and I was like, okay, it's not it's interesting. It's got a backdrop
Okay.
of the guy, the character that starts it says that he wrote Less Than Zero.
Yeah, it's Bret Easton Ellis.
How do you know stuff like that?
Well,
You're a sick person.
he wrote American Psycho and Less Than Zero and this is, I think, supposed to be like an autobiographical
Yeah, it's
thing or
him.
some,
He's the
yeah.
character, and he's like, this happened to me in the 80s, and there was a serial killer going around. So I don't know how much of it. It's probably all made up. It's probably 100% made up.
I think it is,
But
yeah.
he's got himself in there as a character. And yeah, there's a serial killer going around. There's a bunch of hot teenagers. Yeah, it kept me going for a few episodes. I actually don't know what episode they're on now, and maybe I'll finish
Okay.
off the season.
Yeah,
But
I was
people
thinking of watching
dislike
it.
it. People hate it.
Yeah. The guys on the same podcast that I was just listening to, they were like, we're not gonna watch this.
No,
This is
it's gotten
garbage.
all bad reviews from everybody, critics and audience alike. Nobody likes this show. And I'm not sure why that is. I wonder if it's because the main character is he's gay, but he has a girlfriend, like a hot girlfriend. And I still wonder if critics wouldn't dislike it for that reason, because they'd immediately lose their jobs. They'd be canceled if they said we don't like it. Usually they do the opposite. Usually if a show has anything like a trans character or a gay character, they're just like, oh, it's great. Genius. Because
Maybe.
they yeah, it's true, because they're afraid to insult it. If they genuinely don't like it, they're afraid, because they're just like, well, we can't insult something where somebody might call me anti-trans.
I suppose so. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think you could say you don't like a something.
Well, while Trump's in office, you can.
I guess
It's
that's true.
okay.
We have 4 years.
where you're allowed to actually give your real opinion. But I wonder
Or
if.
you have to give that opinion.
So sometimes I don't trust critics' reviews on stuff like that. And I'm like, I think they only liked it because they were afraid to not like it because of the subject matter. But the audience, I don't trust them either, because I'm like, sometimes they're just homophobic people that don't like a show because they're like, this makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I
that
don't
could be
agree with
too.
their lifestyle, so I
Yeah,
dislike it
for
for that
sure.
reason. So that's what I wonder. But nobody likes this, so I don't know. Maybe it is a bad show.
It could just be bad. Everything
It's,
else aside, yeah.
yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's bad.
I may have to watch it.
The Westies is bad. The last
Okay.
episode of the season just came out, and it's just a bad show. It's just terrible.
Okay. I'm not gonna keep watching it then.
Yeah, you should, just so you can tell me that you agree that it's bad. But it just keeps getting worse
If I
every
have a
episode.
ton of time to waste.
That's it.
Okay. I think that's a good place to leave it. The Westies
Okay.
is bad. And we'll be back tomorrow, next week with Collateral and Eat Them Body Saints.
Sounds good.
All right, I will.
Have a good week, Jesse.
You too. See you next week.
Bye.